Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
You know, this Monday morning, it seems like last week didn't even happen.
No kidding. It's like someone hit the reset button. Yeah,
the markets are like on fire positively. Futures are way, way up. European trading is way, way up because of a $1 trillion bailout for the euro, actually. It's not just for Greece.
Part of that is for Greece.
That's right. We also have a new Supreme Court nominee, it looks like, it's confirmed
almost
later today.
Almost 100% sure.
Elena Kagan, who's the current Solicitor General of the United States.
One thing that has not changed is the situation in the Gulf. However.
Well, except that has even changed. The whole dome idea, that's gone
out.
Now. That's out. So it's like last week didn't even happen. Joining us once again to talk about one of the big stories that actually broke last night just before midnight, Elena Kagan, Solicitor General of the United States, will be the nominee, if confirmed later today by an official announcement, to replace John Paul Stevens in the U.S. Supreme Court. Jeffrey Rosen, law professor at George Washington University, back with us. Professor, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Great to talk.
Now, you raised this issue right at the top that she has some pretty strong opinions that are on the record about the role of corporations in American politics, in jurisprudence, et cetera. Do you think that's the issue that the confirmation hearings may crystallize around at this point?
This is the issue that the Senate Democrats really want to focus on. Senator Pat Leahy has been holding hearings on this question for the past couple of years. People like Senator Franken, Senator Whitehouse, Klobuchar, they're interested in the question of economic populism, especially in the wake of the Citizens United campaign finance decision. The question is this a pro-corporate Supreme Court, and are the interests of ordinary Americans being slighted?
Now, well, Jeffrey Rosen, let's get a hint. Let's get a hint of that possible division if Elena Kagan does make it to the court. Here's a panel that was moderated by former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. It was at the end of January of this year. The panel was called Women Advocates of the Supreme Court Bar, Their Day in Court. But the discussion ranged far, far afield. Here is Justice Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, talking with Elena Kagan as Solicitor General on this panel about the question of corporations' role in American life. Listen.
You know, an individual can be the wealthiest person in the world, but few of us, maybe some, but few of us are only our economic interests. We have beliefs, we have convictions, we have likes and dislikes. Corporations engage the political process in an entirely different way, and this is what makes them so much more damaging.
Well, that's not, I'm sorry, but that seems rather odd. A large corporation, just like an individual, has many diverse interests. The idea that corporations just are different than individuals in that respect, I just don't think holds up.
That's Justice Roberts answering Elena Kagan as Solicitor General. I had my facts wrong there. That's actually the arguments in the Citizens United case, Jeffrey Rosen, that you referred to a moment ago. What does that exchange say to you right there?
Well, the strongest case for her is that she, unlike a majority of the Supreme Court, really understands that corporations have different speech interests than individuals, and that a Supreme Court which has favored the U.S. Chamber of Commerce 13 out of 15 times in the past couple years just is not sensitive to the interests of ordinary Americans. Now, on the other side, it has to be said, Kagan does not have a big record in business cases. She was involved in campaign finance as a Clinton administration official, but she's not a business scholar. You know, she was the dean of this multi-million-dollar organization, Harvard Law School. So there'll be some progressive senators who are worried that maybe she's not strong enough on these economic issues. But this is absolutely going to be a focus of the hearings.
Well, she's certainly a tough woman dealing with a very male-dominated profession. She's the first Solicitor General in U.S. history. She would be the first justice, if confirmed, who was not a judge before in quite a long time. And listen to the way she talks at that panel I was referring to about the challenges for women in the legal profession. Here she is, and you can actually hear the voice of Sandra Day O'Connor in this as well.
To be aware of the way people are perceiving you is something that I think women in public life, whether it's advocates before the Supreme Court or whether it's political figures, it's just, you know, a set of questions that I think you have to be very aware of how other people
and
are
being
seeing
aware
you.
Of it, how do you deal with it?
You just try really hard. I don't know. You, in the end, you have to be yourself.
Do you think, Jeffrey Rosen, that Elena Kagan will be herself at these confirmation hearings? I mean, in a sense, she's a very much an establishment figure, Harvard Law dean, comes from the Upper West Side of Manhattan. She's the second New York nominee of the Obama administration, if, again, there's an official announcement later today.
I think she'll just be superb, and I should say I've long been an admirer of hers. I've known her for a long time. My brother-in-law is her deputy at the Solicitor General's office. But as you can just tell from those clips, she's so funny and natural and warm, and she is herself, so authentic and just so smart. And she has this ability to kind of get into the heads of the people she's talking to, of her ideological opponents, and bring them over. And the Obama people have said they really want her to do that on the Supreme Court with Justice Anthony Kennedy. I really think it's hard to think of someone who'd be better, but it's going to be exciting to watch these hearings because she does not have a big record. She's got some divisions on the left. You know, there are plenty of progressives who are saying she's too conservative on things like military commissions and executive power. So both sides are really going to want to ask her questions. And she herself has written an article that I'm sure she'll come to regret, that conservatives are calling the Kagan standard, saying that senators should ask nominees very searching questions in Supreme Court hearings. So I think that this is going to be a more interesting intellectual discussion before the Senate than we've seen for a very long time.
Well, it sounds like she may regret having written that article, but we will probably not regret it because it means that it's sort of open license for the Senate to really go after her on a lot of these issues. Is that your perception at this point?
Absolutely. I mean, every time she tries to dodge, then someone's going to quote the article at her, and we're going to, you know, be very familiar with it. But in the end, it's not like there's any smoking guns. She's just basically she's a centrist, and it is interesting to watch the critics from the left and the right. In some ways, are mirror image of the same things. I think both of them are wrong. She's neither as liberal as the conservative sphere or as conservative as the liberal sphere.
Well, then, Jeffrey, before we go, net, does this move the court to the right if she's a centrist compared with John Paul Stevens?
You know, that's a completely fair question, and I understand the progressives who are worried that she'd move the court to the right. I don't think in the end that's going to happen. I think on a couple of issues involving presidential power, she may be more conservative than Stevens, but broadly she's going to be even more engaged than he is in being a liberal leader. And over the course of 20 years or something like that, I think she's going to be one of the great liberal justices of the 21st century.
Well, lots to think about. And, of course, we'll be re-hitting this story all morning long. Jeffrey Rosen, law professor at George Washington University, commenting on the report last night that the Obama administration will nominate Elena Kagan, the Solicitor General of the United States, to be the Supreme Court nominee to replace John Paul Stevens. Thank you so much, Jeffrey.
Thank you.